It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for February 27th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is turbid, spelled T-U-R-B-I-D. Turbid is an adjective that means thick or opaque with or as with roiled sediment. It can also mean heavy with smoke or mist, or deficient in clarity or purity, foul, muddy. Turbid can also mean characterized by or producing obscurity as of mind or emotions. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Naples Daily News by Amy Bennett Williams. Muddy, nutrient-rich lake water can harm the river, making it turbid and feeding algae blooms. Plus, it just looks nasty. The words turbid and turgid, T-U-R-G-I-D, which means swollen or distended or overblown, pompous, or bombastic, are frequently mistaken for one another, and it's no wonder. Not only do the two words differ by only one letter, they are often used in contexts where either word could fit. For example, a flooded stream can be simultaneously cloudy and swollen, and badly written prose might be both unclear and grandiloquent. Nevertheless, the distinction between these two words, however fine, is an important one for conveying exact shades of meaning, so it's a good idea to keep them straight. Turbid, like its relative turbulent, comes ultimately from the Latin noun turba, meaning confusion or crowd. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.